Well, they're predicting snow on Wednesday in Baltimore. So it's a good time to start our local college lacrosse preview, as we do every year, one of our favorite guests. And this time, as we start this preview, we can call him a champion. Charlie Toomey, the head lacrosse coach, down the road at Loyola University. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brett. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well. So is it just me, or does this season start earlier and earlier?
You're right. There were actual games last weekend. We had a scrimmage with Harvard, but we've already started to look at our schedule for 2014, and it's unfortunate, but we think that we've got to move in the direction of Division I and have a game at this point next year under our belt already. So you're not kidding. We're preparing for snow and preparing for games.
Yeah, you have Delaware for your first game up in Newark coming up on the 16th. That's your first game. And then you're at Towson, your first home game. Should be a great one on the 23rd of February against Maryland. And Coach Toomey, we'll get into the discussion of when these games should be played, I guess, another time. But after winning the championship last year, tell me about how that's changed things for you and the program.
Well, I'd like to say it really hasn't, Brett. You know, from a recruiting standpoint, sure, it's given us a little bit of a bump. I think we've doubled up on our season tickets, season ticket holders, which is nice. But other than that, you know, it's still, for us, the message is that we're chasing something new. It's a 2013 team. This is a new team. You know, I'd like to believe that the excitement, not only in Baltimore, but certainly within our student body, is there. And you know, again, our constant message to the guys and to anybody that's willing to listen is that we're chasing. This is a new group of guys with new senior leadership, and we're going to go with the game plan that, you know, we've kind of tried to instill in our guys for the last few years, and that is one game at a time.
Fair enough, but among those returning as seniors includes a lot of guys who contributed to last year's club, including Mike Sawyer, attack after an epic year last season. What's that like for that group who did play through last year and to Memorial Day to come back to this team?
It means everything, you know, not only from the standpoint of our attack with Justin Ward and Michael, but, you know, to have our whole first midfield intact and two of our three close defensemen. I think what we have is great senior leadership and guys that can really, you know, in the locker room, talk to the young guys and educate them as to what it takes. And we haven't had that. You know, we've been a team kind of on the cusp. We finally got over the hump, if you will. And those guys, the message that they're sending in the locker room, you know, day to day, you know, whether or not it's a tough workout in the weight room or going out on a cold day, you know, for practice with the snow coming down, these guys, you know, they're battle tested and they understand, you know, every practice is an opportunity.
Charlie Toomey, the head lacrosse coach at Loyola University, with us here on BAL. And Coach Toomey, you didn't just win it all last year. You went 18-1. That was start to finish dominance and such an impressive year. I think around here people know how good Loyola lacrosse could be and has been, but it may not have been mentioned in the same breath as the JHUs and the Marylands and that group. Do you feel you're now starting to get that type of respect around the country?
I think we probably have. I still think you need to do it on a consistent basis. I really believe that, you know, and I think a lot of people are looking at Loyola, and I'm certainly challenging my locker room right now saying, you know, it can't be a hiccup. It has to be. We have to maintain this success. And, you know, it starts, we have a great schedule where we'll play those teams again and we'll see where the chips fall. But, you know, I'd like to believe that we can be mentioned with those teams for sure.
How special was last year for the athletic program with Jimmy Patches' team getting to the NCAA tournament and then you guys doing what you did and then the addition of the Ridley Athletic Center and all this happening at once?
No question. You know, not only the success that Jimmy and I had, but Jen Adams winning another Big East Conference championship on the women's side. It's just been a real shot in the arm to the university, certainly to our alumni. These guys, they walk around Baltimore, you know, with their sweatshirts and people are coming up and patting them on the back. And that's a good thing and a bad thing. You know, it's a good thing if you recognize it and it's handled well. But, you know, obviously we're making real sure that the guys, you know, don't have fat heads and really are preparing for a new season. But I'm so proud of the accomplishment that, you know, really all of our sports teams have had over the last year or so. And, you know, again, it's where we go from here, and it's given us a new opportunity to recruit at a higher level. And, you know, again, the excitement that our alumni have, you know, have for the program they've stepped up in the fundraising dollars as well. I mean, they've enhanced all of our programs. So, you know, that comes with winning. There's a lot of good things that come with winning.
Charlie Toomey, the head lacrosse coach at Loyola University, with us here on Sportsline. And Coach Toomey, going back to the championship run last year, isn't it true that Ray Lewis spoke to your team before the game, before the championship?
He spoke to our team before the quarterfinal
before
round.
The quarterfinals.
Before we played Denver down in Annapolis. And, yes, what a moment that the guys will remember for the rest of their lives, especially now. I'm thankful that he came in on a Wednesday because, you know, it was 3 days before we had to play Denver down there, and it wasn't the typical rah-rah, you know, go out and kill each other and, you know, let's go after this. It was more about preparation. He really took time to talk to the guys about older guys needing to lead the young guys and to make sure that, you know, you do something different, to do something that Denver's not going to be prepared for. And, it was an incredible message that he gave to the guys. And then we did have to go out and practice. And I think, you know, I was worried that 3 days before Denver, we were going to go after each other pretty hard. But I've never seen a team so focused, you know, in the film room, for sure. And Ray was just, he was great with his time with us, for sure. And he also texted Kevin Moriarty that as soon as the game ended and said, congrats, you guys got it done.
Wow.
So he followed us, you know, throughout.
It's the Midas touch with Ray. We can debate a lot of things, and I think, you know, we've talked about this, his impact announcing his retirement. Is it more psychological? Did it actually influence players to play harder or better? I don't know the answer to any of those things, but clearly anything he touches seems to turn to gold.
Well, it was one. Yeah, he made one comment. He looked at a couple of our young men that were in the film room, and this is in May, in the hot days of May, late May, and a couple of them were up there watching film, and they had a gallon of water in front of them. And he said, you know, these guys get it. You know, they're hydrating. They're doing things right. They're protecting their bodies. Everybody needs to do this for the rest of this run. And, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys, you know, the next time out, guys were really, you know, looking around for their jugs and coming up and hydrating and, you know, taking care of their bodies. And it was just a great message, and, you know, from a proven, for sure.
That's so cool. Final question, Coach Toomey. When basketball goes to the Patriot League, are you guys going to the Patriot League as well?
The whole school.
The whole school is going.
That's a school move, absolutely. We're very excited about it.
And how do you think that's going to change things for the lacrosse program?
You know, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, we're going to miss some of the rivalries that we've had, and notably Denver. That's become a great rivalry game, and it's something that Coach Tierney and I are going to work to keep on the schedule. I'm excited because it's going to give us a new local rivalry in the Naval Academy, and I've got a little history down there, and I just really believe that, you know, right now in the ECAC, our closest rival in the league is Fairfield. And, you know, to be able to go get on a bus and go down to the Naval Academy, our students will be able to travel. I think it's going to be a great thing. And obviously, anytime you can, you can kind of be next to those service academies, having Army every other year, and, you know, the Colgates and the Bucknells and the Lehigh, Lafayette. I mean, it's a formidable league. It's a challenge.
And, I think it's a great call.
I think it is, too. I think it raises the academic profile
yes,
of the
does.
University. And I think it'll really give us a bump in recruiting, another little bump. So we're excited about it.
Charlie Toomey and his Loyola Greyhounds going after another championship. First game on the docket at Delaware coming up on the 16th. They are home for 3 straight games, including a rematch of last year's championship on February 23rd, and then UMBC on February 26th at Ridley Athletic Complex. Coach, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much, and good luck this year.
Looking forward to it, Brett. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Charlie Toomey, the defending champs at Loyola. We're back with more next year on Sportsline.